Vanya.
Oh my God. Hi, Mike Jensen. Oh.
I feel like these weeks off don't work for me. I don't know how we fix that in the future because I'm going out of town again in a couple of weeks. And maybe we just have to like do like a phone record, like something simple.
Let's just do
it. Yeah, something like that. I don't like it. I don't like the weeks off.
I don't like it either.
Figure it out. It's been, I mean, we really have not spoken. Like we've texted a tiny bit, but I feel like 2 weeks, it's been so long. You've had a lot of festivities in your life, I know.
Yes.
Why don't you talk to us about that?
Oh, it's a little bit crazy. Yeah, I was telling somebody, and I keep saying it. Basically, I'm just like promoting. If you have 2 children, don't have them in the same month, for fuck's sake. Uh-huh. For God's sake, sorry. So we had 2 big birthdays this week, and it was really, it's weird because normally in Los Angeles and California, you can be outside and just like be in a park or at the community pool or whatever. But one of the birthdays, it was 110 degrees outside.
Oh yeah.
Until like 9 p.m. So, you know, that's that. So they had to be indoors for that. And then the other one, it was raining and thunder and lightning. And I was like,
which
okay.
Is so nuts.
And that one was the pool party. And so we brought everybody. You know that my husband and I love to throw a party. So we love big parties. And, you know, we haven't really done it because of the pandemic and all that. So this was like kind of the first. So, yeah, on this Saturday, we had near 70 people in our home.
That's crazy. But it's also funny because you think about the fact that you moved into this beautiful, gorgeous, large house in the midst of the pandemic.
True.
Like there was no like, hey, let's get to know our neighbors. There just wasn't any of that happening.
Exactly.
So it seems so funny that like this was the event that like led you to having people over, but it kind of sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like we're just getting to a place in the world where that's even a possibility. And even then, like with my birthday, where last minute had to be like, nope, not going to work out. You know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Oh my God. I loved it. I loved it so much. You know, we've met a lot of our neighbors now, especially with the kids doing different sports. And also we had a ton of our friends up who we've known for years. And it's kind of funny. A lot of our friends in LA are friends from New York. So, so we had that gang came up, including the new gang from some of the parents that we've met and neighbors that we've met. So I don't know. It felt great. I mean, I was so ultimately exhausted afterwards. My parents were here, so they were able to help. And Adam made beautiful pulled pork carnitas, like, and he made 15 pounds of it. It was so
amazing.
And then I just ordered. Here's a hack. I just ordered from the local La Cocina that you and I went to. Like, I'm not sure how much, but it was near a gallon of beans and rice each, you know. It was like huge quarts, gallons, I don't know. So, but all in all, it was great. Our house is not clean yet fully, but I don't care. And my parents left this morning, so I kind of like before this was a little bit comatose, just sitting alone. Just I was like being quiet because I was very overstimulated, but the kids had a great time and it was good. Also, another fun hack, Costco cakes are really delicious. I'm just gonna go. It's not a hack. I guess I should have saved that for the end, but whatever.
Could have been.
I got one chocolate one and one vanilla one. They're like round cakes and they're not too sweet. So good. I decorated them. Yeah.
Fun. Now, can you explain to me your daughter's birthday?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Because I listen to your other podcasts usually like before we record. So I'm always a little bit like, well, what? I need more information about some of this. And that was definitely one of them where I was like, wait, there's more to say about this. Because I don't understand what happened.
Okay.
So can you go through that?
Yes. Okay. So my daughter, who's turned 9, I was like, well, what do you want to do? Like, we knew it was going to be hot for her. So we knew that party was going to be inside. And we did it midweek because we just needed to get hers out of the way so I could do the other one, you know? And because I didn't want to do the co-birthdays again, because Calvin was turning 5 and I feel like that's a big one and I want him to have his moment. Okay. So that being said, she was like, I want to have a murder mystery party and here's the thing, it was because of my mom and my sister. They went to a murder mystery party and they got to dress up. And I've never, actually, that's a lie.
I was just going to say,
God.
Don't you dare.
No, but
that was the day I met your now husband.
That's right.
That was my first introduction to Adam, was at the murder. Well, we're going to talk more about that.
We'll get to that.
That's a whole separate thing.
I think we need to do it again. anyways, but like, yeah, so my mom, they wore like fancy outfits and stuff like that. And so she just thought it looked really fun. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? she's like, most of these girls coming are like 7 and 8. So it's like, we're not going
to. Right.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I was like, can we PG this a bit? So I looked on Etsy and they have the biggest thing to do right now. And actually, even as an adult, you probably can find something fun, but it's like an escape room. Not like right. You're in a place, but it's like you have to get through all these clues. And it was like the case of the dog napper. And my husband, Adam, was like the person who read through the, you know, he's like, there's been a dog napping. And, you know, he reads through the whole thing. And we had put clues all over the house. And so all the people had to get through, all the kids, their little kids. And it was honestly some of them. One of them was like in Morse code. And I was like, what the actual hell? I don't even know. I'm like, we should have reviewed it a little bit better. But in the end, the kids had a really good time. I feel like I could make one up, you know, that would be really fun now. But like leading up to it, I was thinking, oh, I'll just make it myself. And I was like, oh, mommy's brain isn't ready for that. So anyways, Etsy has a bunch of them for kids and adults. And it was fun. I mean, that party, I think, was more stressful for me because it was just like, girls scream so much. Oh my God. And I'm like, all my kids, everybody's sensitive to sound. Like both my children had hid away for a little bit because it was too loud. We're just borderline like sensory issues here. But
yeah.
That's what it was. It was fun though. I recommend like an escape room that you get, you know.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, my friend Ben is like obsessed with doing an escape room. I think that he had done them when he was doing a show somewhere. But like, I don't know, they don't sound like fun to me, but maybe I would enjoy it.
I think if you were with people you like, it's all about figuring stuff out, you know, like clues. But I would not want to do a real one where they actually shut the door, because I'll be like, I'd be naked in 2 seconds having a panic attack because right. I don't like to be in closed spaces.
Right. Yeah, I think about that because that was like when we did the murder mystery party was, I feel like they were a real thing right then. Like you would go to like
totally.
Your local bookstore or whatever. And it like was a box that you would buy and
yeah.
everyone would like be playing a character. But yeah, that was the day that I met Adam. And I remember my cousin Kaylin was part of them. And it was that sort of funny thing where like, I'm sure everyone kind of knows how this worked, but like you get like information about your character and there's
yes.
like things that you don't want anyone to know or things that you have to reveal. And I'll never ever forget that one of the things that I had to reveal was that the character that I think my cousin Kaylin, the character that she was playing, was secretly my sister. And like there was this moment when someone said something mean to her and I was like, don't you say that to my sister. And it was like, oh, like it was like so ridiculous and dramatic but super super fun. Yeah, I think about that sometimes. That was a good time.
We should do it again.
Yeah, do a murder mystery
but yeah,
party.
What about you? Your week, I mean, your 2 weeks have been crazy.
I know. I had the same thing with Fire Island. Do I say that I was in Cape Cod or on Cape Cod? I guess I was on Cape Cod. It's kind of a, yeah, I don't know. There's probably, I had the same thing with Fire Island. I'm like, I'm on Fire Island and I'm at Fire Island and I'm in Fire Island. I don't know. So yeah, I got to go to Cape Cod. It was sort of it's something that I really wanted to do last year as a sort of end of the summer thing. And then, you know, time just gets away. And so this year, like a month or so ago, I kind of like brought it up to Annabelle, who mm-hmm. is, I keep saying she's from Cape. I think she was raised. I think she moved to Cape Cod when she was like 6
okay,
or
sure.
something like that. So like most of her memories obviously growing up are from Cape Cod. And I was like, well, I really want to go. And I really like, I actually wanted and ended up having a certain amount of alone time that I wanted to kind of be, you know, just
right.
have like a few nights
absolutely.
In a hotel where it's just sort of like me. Right. But I had kind of brought it up like, well, I couldn't get a place. I didn't even realize that I was planning it for Labor Day, which is why it was
funny.
Hilarious when you were like, my only advice is don't drive around on Labor Day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's it. That's what we're doing. It ended up fine because there wasn't a lot of driving and we were mostly like way out on the end of the Cape. But so I couldn't even find a hotel for less than like $600 on Sunday
Jesus.
Night. So originally she was going to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I was going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I sort of sheepishly was like, I mean, if I had a place to stay on Sunday night, like that, you know. And she was like, well, do you want to just come and stay at my mom's? I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to really come out and ask that because I felt like sort of sheepish. But she was like, no, I've met her mom before. I actually love her mom. We get along really, really well. So we ended up, it was kind of crazy. Because my original idea was that you either take a bus or a train and then you take this ferry. And it's a little complicated. It's kind of a long day.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. Annabelle was like, well, there's also a flight. Like, there's a flight that leaves every day. You go from JFK to Hyannis. It was way less expensive than the train and the ferry. And obviously so much faster. Like, one of those flights where, like, you take off, they give you a water, and then you land. Like, it was so fast. So it was great. We ended up flying into Hyannis on Sunday. I will say the flight attendant kept calling it Hyannis. And I was like, someone, someone should say something. And someone did. I heard as I was leaving, someone was like, it's Hyannis. But it was, that was pretty funny. Hyannis. Just arriving at the Hyannis. And so, so we ended up staying that first night in Truro at Annabelle's mom's place. Super, super cute. We had, so we ended up going swimming, like, in a bay on the Cape side of things, and kind of more on that later. But it was fun. Like, I haven't really swam in still water in a long time, which felt a little odd at first. And then I will say, and they had both said, they were like, just so you know, the tide is coming in, so it's going to be really easy to swim that way and less easy to swim back. And they were right. And it was fine. But I will say, I was like, oh, I'm having to work real hard to get back to where I came from, like, to the point where, like, Annabelle kind of walked along the shore and, like, gave me the thumbs up, and I was like, yeah, I'm okay, I'm gonna make it back. But it was was impressive. And then we ended up, so you know, with me, like, always trying to find places to eat that I can eat things. And they were like, we want to go to this place, and it's kind of like a walk. It's called Max, and there are many Max in Cape Cod. But this one was like a walk up, like, you walk up to a window and then you sort of, like, order food and sit at picnic tables. The end of this story is that all of their fried foods were gluten-free. Like, every, like, fish and chips, anything fried. I didn't have the fried calamari, and I kind of wish I would have tried it, just because I haven't had fried calamari in legitimately years. But yeah, so we had, like, I had, like, gluten-free fish and chips, and we ended up going to get blizzards at this place called PJ's, which is a little ice cream stand that Annabelle worked at from the time she was, like, 14 or something like that. Wow. Like, so they all knew her. Like, it was really fun. Also, like, Annabelle's mom is sort of Cape Cod famous.
No way.
Like, her family, yeah, like, their family, like, helped settle huge parts of it. Like, her grandfather, like, owned so much of Cape Cod, ended up, like, gifting it to the city. It's pretty it was sort of wild, because anywhere we went, everyone knew Annabelle's mom. Everyone was like, oh, hey, Pam, like, it's so good to see you. Like, it was just, it was kind of wild. And, like, people that were like, you know, it was, and also think was probably the fact that, like, we all have kind of been a little bit in hiding the last few years, that, like, people were like, we didn't know you were here, because her mom had moved to Maine for a while. And anyway, it was super fun. And we ended up going to this place for breakfast the next day. I think it's pronounced Chach, C-H-A-C-H. It was, like, this little sort of kitschy place that's legitimately open 5 days a week from 8:30 to 2.
Nice.
And I had this omelet that was, like, green chili pulled pork with cheddar cheese and sour cream.
It I want that. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. It was so good. It was amazing. Also, just to go back to PJ's where Annabelle worked, like, we were there literally, now this is Sunday night, Labor Day. So they're supposed to close at 9:30. We got there at, like, 9:15, and there was a line to which we were like, yeah, they're not going to close at 9:30. And it was just funny to be there at that very end of the season, because it really is a season. Yeah. Like, they are going to close, and that place will be closed for, like, months on end, which is a very weird feeling to sort of be there, like, as things were kind of slowing down. Yeah. So the next day we ended up staying at this place called Cape Colony Inn, which I will say, like, was so beautiful. Oh, like, it was so quiet. We drove by. You had sent me the place that you had stayed. And that also, I think you probably had, like, did you actually have, like, views from your room?
We did. Well, one time we sat where we had the view, and then one time we sat in the interior, which was really great because it just opened to the pool.
Yeah, it was, our place was really, really cute. It was very, very quiet. Like, just a beautiful room, like, really well set up. We ended up having dinner. So I had sort of scouted once again, like, here are the two or three places that it looks like I can enjoy a nice, because we knew we wanted to have, like, a nice meal this particular night. It was just going to be Annabelle and I. And it was funny because, like, our number one choice was this place called Ross Grill, and we'd gone to a couple places to see if there was availability, and we literally walked up and there was a sign that was like, there's no availability. Like, all the tables are booked, there's not even room at the bar, sorry, enjoy the rest of your night. So we were like, okay, that's cool, we'll check out one of the other places. And, like, as we went to leave, the maitre d', I guess, came out and was like, oh, are you looking for a table for two? And we were like, yeah, we were hoping. And he was like, well, I just had a cancellation. Would you like to have a seat out on the terrace overlooking the bay?
We're like, yes.
Yeah, that sounds fine. It was so nice. And the food was so good, Vanya. Like,
amazing.
We started out with raw bar, which isn't really my thing, but I'm like, I'll have a shrimp and I'll have a couple of oysters, yeah. Which, once again, not super into oysters, but I'm like, all right, I'll have a Wellfleet. They're from around the corner there. But we had mussels. We ordered a thing of fries. It was the biggest, it was like a box of fries. It was the hugest thing of fries I've ever seen in my life. It was insane. We ended up then getting this seafood stew and a lobster risotto.
That's my favorite. Oh my God, stop it. Just stop it right now. Yeah.
Also, I was like, well, I'll start with a martini. Sure, a cucumber martini. I got a cucumber martini and Annabelle got a ginger martini. They were legitimately 10-ounce martinis of just booze. Like, it was just booze. I'm like, someone got cucumber near a thing of vodka and then put it in this glass.
I was going to say, what is in a cucumber martini?
Vodka. Okay. Yeah, vodka and a cucumber garnish.
I mean, there is cucumber vodka, flavored vodka. I wonder if it was...
And maybe they used part of that. Yeah. I will say that I was definitely like, well, I only did one drink. I had two, because then I really wanted the ginger one, because Annabelle's ginger martini was amazing. Yeah. So it was just a delightful first dinner there. And here's the other thing. This is why it's sometimes good for me to have, say, an Annabelle around. Because I never in a million years would have then gone to drag karaoke.
Yay!
And it was really, it was what Annabelle really wanted to do. So we ended up going to this place for drag karaoke. I think the queen's name was Dana Denzel. I hope that I'm saying the right person. We ended up having a blast. We each sang two songs.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. Yeah, it was just a really, really lovely night. And, you know, once again, I don't want to go into every detail. I don't want to bore everybody. But the next day we ended up going to this little Mexican restaurant stand. Once again, order at a window and then sit at a picnic table. And it was just, everything was great. Walking around P-Town. And we ended up going to a different Max that night, actually, in Provincetown. And Annabelle's mom, it was the Wimbledon was going on, and yes. Annabelle and her mom care about tennis. I don't not care, but it's not really my thing.
Sure.
So they had kind of spent the night watching tennis, and then we all ended up going to dinner again. And once again, a great meal. So then the next day was kind of my day alone, and I got up and went for a swim in the pool, and which was kind of lovely, and no one else was there. Cause now it's
everybody left. It's what? Tuesday,
yeah. Everybody left. Yeah. Yeah. And it was sort of weird. Walking around, there were a couple of places that were we had a great season. See you next year.
Wow.
It was legitimately the day after Labor Day, things, and not everything, but in the outskirts of town, things started shutting down. And then I will say that I ended up renting a bike.
Good job,
which, Mike. Yeah, I was scared. Yeah, Vanya was like, you need to at least rent a bike one time. And I was like, I'm going to fall.
Because there's so many trails.
So that's what I did. I literally went to the place. I was like, give me the map.
Yep.
Show me where I got to go. I did every trip. I will say that I did the rent, because you can rent for 2 hours, 4 hours, 4 to 9. I did the 4 to 9. I only needed 3. It was okay. It was only $4 extra
good.
To
yeah.
make myself not worry about timing. Sorry. But I went on every trail. And I will say, I actually did get to go to the ocean. Everything else had been on the Cape side. So I got to ride my bike to the ocean side and see the waves. And it was really fun. I had a blast biking around, and then ended up taking myself out to dinner. There was this place that was closer to the hotel called Fenizzi's. And I ended up just going and sitting at the bar, and I had some really, really amazing clam chowder.
God damn it. That sounds so good.
It was really fun. And I will say that I was definitely, for this last night, was like, I'm just going to go to dinner and then go back to the hotel and maybe just sit in my room. And of course, some guy sat next to me and was like, hey, are you go? And I don't even know. So I'm going to just go ahead and say what this event is called.
Say.
He said to me literally are you going to the fag bash?
Oh.
And I was like, well, I hope that's not what it meant when I was in high school. And it wasn't. It's this sort of ball that they throw. I don't know if it's once a week or once a month, but it's sort of the closing one of the season. And I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna go
yes.
now and I did, and I I had fun. It definitely wasn't, I was the most conservatively dressed person there,
because
I didn't realize it was a costume party. People come in wild costumes and Christmas lights in their wig.
Next year
I'll be ready to go.
I'll make your costume for you. Do you need a headdress? I can do it. You want LED
something
lights?
Like that
you got it.
You know what? I'm glad that I did it. It's always those things where I'm never like, oh, I'm really upset that I went to that thing. It's like, no, I'm glad that I went and I checked it out. And like, I ended up talking to this guy for a while and it was fun. And at some point I was like, I gotta go. Like, this is, it's late and, you know, time for me to get back to my hotel. And then, yeah, you know, the next day was kind of just more walking around. And I, you know, I knew that that day I was taking the ferry. So there's like a fast ferry. There's like a 90-minute ferry that takes you from Provincetown to Boston and then catching a train right. from Boston to New York. And, you know, I don't want to get – I definitely thought about my mom a lot on that last day because so many of my memories are being at the beach with my mom. And it's there's no world in which I think my mom would have ended up coming to Provincetown with me at some point. But it was – it definitely was hard to be there and not like think of how much she would have loved being in this little town and walking around. And it was great. You know, I took the ferry in and I'd been told to make sure you get a margarita, but they didn't have any triple sec. So I had a Sauvignon Blanc instead. And it was lovely and enjoyed my 90-minute ferry ride into Boston. I will say we arrived in Boston like 20 minutes later than we were supposed to. And I only had like a 40-minute window like get off the ferry and get on the train. And I had been assured it was like a 15-minute walk. And I know that for me, that means it's like a 10-minute walk. But I'd never done it before. Like I literally got off the ferry and was like, well, I think it's this way.
Right.
And it ended up, yeah, it ended up fine. And I actually had like, I was doing business class on the train back. So it was nice. Like a nice little trip back into the city. And it was great. I had a really, really good time. I, you know, of course, I always then have the like, okay, what would I do different next time? But,
ooh, yeah.
You know, in general, I had a lovely time. And it was really fun hanging out in Provincetown. And it's a really special, like, magical little place.
Isn't it?
You know?
I love it so much. Yeah, I know.
We had a blast.
Was it hot there when you went? Or
it was warm.
Yeah.
I will say that it was a little drizzly more often than I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But even that was kind of nice because it felt very beachy and like a little drizzle kind of feels like the West Coast, sort of feels like, you know, being on the Oregon or Washington coast.
Totally.
So it was nice. And it was, once again, I wouldn't say that it was ever hot, but it was warm. Like, I think that I put on a jacket at night, you know. I was glad that
That's
I had brought
good.
Jeans.
So
I will say that when
I went to
Fire Island and I was like, I didn't bring any pants. I only brought shorts. But it was so hot that it
Thank
was
God.
Totally fine. So in this case, it was good that I had brought some jeans. So, yeah, there you go.
So
it was
fun.
My Provincetown adventure. It was a good time. I'm very grateful that I got to have that experience. And that, there you go. I guess now anything you're digging this week in particular?
I haven't had a minute except for I started watching Junior Bake Off, which is essentially like the little kids British Bake Off. And I love it. It's just sweet and they're cute. It's on Netflix called Junior Bake Off. One of the guys, I think his name was Liam, one of the winners. He's such a good personality. It's just a feel good show. So if anybody needs something to watch that you can watch with anyone. That is it. Junior Bake Off on Netflix. It's delightful.
That's really funny. What ages are the contestants?
I think the youngest one is 7.
Okay.
And, you know, they cry and they hug each other and they help each other. And they're just funny little personalities. It's joyful. I don't know. I love it.
That sounds really sweet. You know, I finished A League of Their Own.
Okay. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the way in which they honored the film while doing it differently.
Yeah.
Like, it obviously is not the same characters or the same plot line, but there's all those little moments that happen where I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. Or that's lovely. And even just like the culmination of that game, I thought that how they ended that game was so honoring the film, but doing it in a totally different way.
Yeah.
But like, I totally cried.
I
thought it was beautiful. I thought it was lovely how they sort of honored these women. And I don't mean this as a complaint. I think that it's amazing how queer the show was.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing how much of that they cover. I do, to a certain extent, then felt like we didn't get to know certain other characters as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of was like, I'd like to know you a little bit more. But I think it's I want to honor what it is that they did, which was, I thought, really pretty spectacular. That said, the thing that I really want to bring up this week is that it's the premiere of the 6th and final season of The Good Fight happened last week. And I feel like I've mentioned that show on here before. You know, The Good Fight was a spinoff of The Good Wife, which I don't think is me making this up when I say that at least the first six seasons of The Good Wife was sort of considered like the last great network television drama. That seventh season is a whole other issue, but the first six seasons were amazing. And, you know, The Good Fight is on, you know, it started out as CBS All Access and now it's Paramount Plus, and it kind of bums me out that it's not just on network television. Like, I get that we're trying to promote these streaming services, but it does kind of bum me out that it's not a little bit easier to access, because I think it's a show that people would enjoy if they got a chance to watch it. That said, you know, it's such a strange, interesting, weird little show, and Christine Baranski is continuously so good in it, and the whole cast. I mean, Audra McDonald is so fantastic, and you know, it's weird. It's a weird little show, and it's very quirky, but I've really enjoyed the journey, and I enjoyed the first season, the first episode of this season, and I'm sad that it's ending, but I'm looking forward to seeing I hope they end this one a little better than the other one ended. But that's sort of my thing this week, is I'm enjoying diving into the last season of The Good Fight. So
good.
There you go. Anything in particular you could do without this week?
No. Not really. I feel like I've just been going. I'm like, do I have anything? There's all kinds of things I could do without, but I can't really think of anything. Oh, I know. Their crime is going up in Los Angeles. I could do that without that. Like more murders. That's fun. More muggings, more burglary. I think that's happening all across the U.S.
Yeah.
And I would just suggest, because one guy got murdered at Roscoe's Chicken, which is like this place that everybody goes, is famous. I would take you if it was gluten-free. It's really delicious fried chicken. But yeah, some guy got murdered, and he was kind of like, I think he was like a famous rapper guy, but his girlfriend posted on Instagram where they were like 20 minutes prior. And so I'm kind of like, don't, like, post later. Like, do your thing, post later. Like, and they wanted to rob him. You know, gotcha. They were trying to rob the guy, and he didn't give up his jewels and then lost his life for it.
Yeah, that's definitely, wise advice to not necessarily let people know where you are when you're there.
Yeah. You don't think about it. You don't, you know, those little funny things that you don't think about. Like when you take a picture in front of your house, it has your address on it. Like, you don't, the world doesn't need to know, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's very true. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess mine is kind of two, but one of them is just because I know that you stopped watching this. I will say that I am watching the fifth season of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And it's just so ridiculous, and it's fine.
Wait,
like, I'm that person.
It?
I don't know. Did you finish season four?
Yeah. I like hate finished it. Of course.
I mean, here's the thing about it. They're fairly short. Like, it
that's
is
true.
Like half an hour episodes. It's just, I can't figure out what the tone is at this point. Like, it's so clearly early on was like tongue in cheek.
Right.
And now there are fights that happen where I'm like, someone should go to jail at
exactly.
this point.
Exactly. Agreed.
Like, it doesn't make
like
any
a soap
sense.
Opera.
Like, yeah. And that's kind of what it is now. Like, it is a soap opera. So I guess you have to like decide if you can just watch it and not really take it seriously. So that's not necessarily what I could do without, but I'm kind of like, I don't know. We can probably wrap this one up kind of soon. What I actually can do without, this is what is, I'm had to decide to not be really angry about this, because, you know, I've talked about it a few times on this podcast. I have been very diligent in trying to get through Better Call Saul before the Emmys that happened. You can legitimately not watch the final season of Better Call Saul anywhere unless you buy it.
What?
Anywhere. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why?
I pay so much money for cable.
Oh my God.
And there's usually like, you can at least like demand it where you're like, I'll watch it. And you have to watch the commercials, whatever. Nope. You can watch the finale on that. That's the only one you can watch. I was like, well, I guess I'll do the AMC Plus like app and like I'll do my free trial week and try to like speed through it. Nope. You can only watch the finale on that
Weird.
App. I had to like then cancel my membership and delete the app and be like, well, hopefully I'm not going to get charged anything for this, which I don't think that I am. You can literally, you have to like buy it or rent it on Amazon in order to watch it. And that feels insane to me. So I didn't see the final season. And I will say that like,
about it, but I'm just confused.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And I guess that like at some point it'll, I don't know if they have a deal with Netflix where like, after a certain period, it will be on Netflix. And I will say that I should check again, I think, tomorrow, because a lot of the things were like, you can watch the finale on the app until the 13th. So maybe tomorrow it will be available somewhere else and I can try to watch. But it just sort of feels like I wanted to finish the season. And granted, they didn't win anything at the Emmys, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I just think that's crazy. I think it's so bizarre that, like, you cannot watch the final season unless you pay money for it. Like, and once again, I'm already paying money for things. I'm not saying I should get to watch it for free.
Right.
But the fact that I can't watch it on cable, I can't watch it on AMC Plus, I can't watch it on Netflix, like, I can't watch it on any of the places where it's been available before.
That's just before. The bonkersest thing I've ever
it
heard.
It doesn't make it, and like literally, like even at the red carpet, Bob Odenkirk was on, and they were like, "Let's talk about that final," and I was like, "Ah, mute." Like I can't. Like I have to still, I have to continuously now still be careful about not getting things spoiled for the final season.
That's all.
I could do without that. It's very annoying, and that sort of a little bit leads us into our topic. Did you get to watch the Emmys last night?
I did. I fell asleep a little at the end, but mostly I got to watch and re. You know, I went back today and figured it out.
Sure.
You know, saw what I. But yeah, I did it. I gotta see it.
Yeah, you know, it's always weird. I feel like I say this every time with the Emmys. The Emmys are always such a strange mix of like, oh, that's a fun surprise, and oh, I guess they're gonna win again. Because people do tend to kind of get in a, I don't want to say ruts, but like, okay. But, and it's hard to argue with some of them, you know, like... Even we've talked about her before. Jennifer Garner won for the third time for Ozark, and
I was a little surprised. I mean, I think she's a lovely human being.
Surprised, yeah. There are just so many amazing nominees in that category, and I have to say, I was a little bit rooting for Christina Ricci because I do really like Yellow Jackets. It's a weird. I don't know if you'd like it or not, Vanya. I kind of want you to watch it, but it's a weird one. But it's hard to argue because Julia Garner is. Amazing. I mean, like, she's an incredible actress, you know, and you kind of have that same thing with like a Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso. Like, he has won before. It would be nice to spread it around, but he's super good on that show. And you know, who else won again? I mean, yeah, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso also. But once again, I don't know. It's hard to argue. And I feel like the entire world liked The White Lotus a little bit more than I did.
Yeah, so I was kind of like... I made a note. I'm like, Mike, should I watch this? I was like...
Listen, I guess I'm the only one that thought it was only okay. And that no shade to the actors in it. Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my God.
Who I've loved forever. Like, she's fantastic in it. Like, she's a Jennifer Coolidge that I've never seen before. And, you know, I really like Murray Bartlett. Like, I think his character was kind of batshit. Like, I thought it was sort of insane what he ends up doing. But, you know, like, I was happy for them. And I really like Mike White. Like, it's funny that he mentioned that he was on Survivor. And I don't know him from Survivor, but I know him from The Amazing Race. And he mentioned his dad isn't doing well. And it was he and his dad who did The Amazing Race together.
Really?
And I definitely was like, oh, I want to know more about that. And I was really happy for him for the writing and directing. And then it won series over Dope Sick. And I was kind of like, I don't know. And then just the ceremony. Like, what was that opening number?
Yeah.
And I think there was a version of that that could have worked. Like, had it just been, like, faster or, like, a little more seamless. But also, what was that room?
I think they were trying something different, as they always do.
I guess so, but like, there's nothing wrong with a theater.
It's
like
true.
Everyone knows where to go when they like. There were moments when people won, and you could see that they had no idea where to go.
They're like this one
because
over
it was
here.
Yeah, it was just it was weird, and it was so like all over the place. And I don't know. I did not think it was a very well done ceremony, but you know, I enjoy. And Lizzo ended up winning for competition program,
which I loved. Remember,
loved it, and I was really happy for her, and I thought her speech was great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any denying that the greatest moment of the night was Cheryl Lee Ralph winning for Abbott Elementary. If you haven't seen everyone listening, like if you haven't seen this speech. And it could have been awful. Like it could, and I say that with all the love. Like I had moments of like, is this gonna work? It worked. Like
it worked better than any speech.
It was the best speech of the night. It was so good. She sings to start it off, and I was like, okay, maybe that's all. But she went on with a speech that was amazing and like so heartfelt. And it was also sort of fun because I had literally just listened to her on Fresh Air that day. Like she was the guest that day, where Terry Gross kept being like, we still don't know whether or not you're going to win the Emmy Award tonight. And it was funny. And I honestly sort of thought it was going to be the other Abbott Elementary actress. I kind of thought it was going to be Janelle James.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so, I mean, Shirley Ralph is so good on that show.
Oh my God, she's so good. I just watched the episode where they like the technology episode where she's trying to learn the iPad. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's fantastic. And she's just been plugging away. And it was so interesting listening to this interview with her on Fresh Air, where she told a story that I guess she's told before about going into audition for something. And this links to your podcast from today, too,
really?
That had to do with Tom Cruise. And I guess whoever this casting agent said to her, and I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but basically was like, everyone knows you're talented. Everyone knows you're beautiful. Everyone knows you're black. Like, how can I put you in a role? Like, are you going to be Tom Cruise's love interest? Is he going to kiss you? And it was mind-blowing. Yeah, it was nuts. Like, the idea that, like, this casting agent would just say these horrible, horrible things.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, she's like Shirley Ralph and took away from that, like, well, everyone knows I'm beautiful and everyone knows I'm talented and that's what I'm going to go with. And but It was a really, really outstanding interview. And then it was fun then to see her win that night. And
I feel like I learned something this night. They, you know, the things that stuck with me was like, don't ever give up on you. And I'm like, oh, man, that's just, I don't know. It's tough as a person who's been an actor and done these things. It's like, I think, did I give up on me? You know?
You know, I think, though, I now try to herald back to what you read a few weeks ago about it's natural for us to look at, like, the Emmy Awards or the Oscars and be like, that's what success is.
Yeah, true.
That's what making
true,
it is.
True.
Getting up on stage and getting a trophy.
I want
that's
it.
Not what success is. That, yeah. I want it, too. Yeah. Listen, I have never let go of that dream, but to sort of reshape your mind into, like, success is also having friends and family that care for you and having a job where you are contributing something, even if you don't always feel like you are.
Yeah.
And, like, you have two amazing kids, you know? And I also don't...
And
I
we
don't,
have our podcast and things like that. No, I, we do
creative
stuff. We have our
podcast.
We
also
stuff.
Have our future.
Yeah.
Like, we're not done. I haven't decided that I'm never going to be a super famous star.
Me
no.
neither.
But you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, we still have our lives, we still have our future, and
yeah.
it's easy, and it's the downside of my obsession with award shows
yeah,
a little bit,
yeah.
where I'm like, that's what making it looks like, and it's like, well, no, almost no one gets to do that.
Yeah.
Like, the number of people that even make it, and then, like, get the nomination, and then get the win, you know,
yeah.
I mean... So, you know, I look at that and I look at her speech and the beauty of, like, never giving up on yourself. But I don't think that we've given up on ourselves.
Okay, no, we
I'm
haven't. But I just,
that.
I used to be so driven, you know, but I don't think I was
yeah.
driving in the right direction. I was driving very fast and hard and trying really hard. But anyway, that's fine. By the way, isn't Lorne like 100 years old? Was that the next thing that happened? I was like, oh, my God. Lorne Michaels is a million years old.
he's getting up there. I know he's leaving SNL after 3 more seasons. He's
what?
Said that he's going to
get. I
mean,
I feel like he should nip it in the bud now.
Yeah. Well, it's that thing where then, like, others are like, well, then maybe Saturday Night Live should just end after season 50. And I'm like, I don't know. What's Tina Fey doing? She'd be an amazing
Absolutely.
Runner of that
it
show.
It shouldn't
like,
end.
I don't think it should end either. I think it's something that will stay around. And you know, one last thing about the
oh, yeah.
Emmys, other than, I don't know, Gerard Carmichael, maybe wear a shirt. I, you know, you do you. But
oh, is he the one who had, like, the fur?
He was wearing, like, a fur. And I, whatever. Like, that's your style. That's
yeah,
your style.
Yeah, he's quirky. He's fashionable.
He's interesting. My only other sort of issue was the with the show was, oh, other than I thought the Steve Martin short... Selena Gomez was
oh my
so
God.
Good. Like,
I wrote
thought,
that too. I love the
I
only
in general,
murderers in the building gang.
100%. Like, the banter in general kills me. Like, the banter at award shows, I'm like, oh my God, just present the award. Like,
yeah,
why are you
yeah.
talking? They were so lovely. Like, I thought their stuff was so funny. It's so good. I will say that, like, the bit of Jimmy Kimmel, like, being passed out on stage is, like, funny enough until Quinta Brunson wins her Emmy and then has to, like, give her speech next to a passed out Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. It sort of felt like making that moment about yourself. And she did give such a lovely speech. And I thought that she played it off great. Like, she actually made it. She made it funny for her. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about that one, too, though. But anyways, that's all. That's the Emmys. And I'm always going to enjoy watching it. But there were things that I think could have been done a little better.
But can I say, and I think it's just because this is like something that made me enraged, but I'm such a Jennifer Coolidge fan. I cannot believe they played her off. I can't, like when she started dancing, that's when you turn the music down and you let her finish her goddamn speech.
Yeah, there was a lot of that commentary as far as like, cut the bits. Like cut, and I get that people are always talking about like, no, the bits are what are memorable. No, the speeches are what are memorable. Yeah. It's a good speech. And Jennifer Coolidge was going to give a good speech. My only issue is that there is a certain amount of, and it's funny because it's Jennifer Coolidge, and then, you know, Gene Smart kind of did the same thing where they're like, one more thing. And I'm like, don't say one more thing, just say the thing.
Yeah,
like, don't tell
true.
Us, yeah, just talk. Like, if you keep talking, like, you're going to be heard. But when you're like, one more thing, and then, I don't know, that I think that's kind of where some people get into troubles, other than the fact that maybe it's because it was the first speech of the night, but Michael Keaton got to talk as long as he wanted to.
Yeah, and so did Lizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo was given a good amount of
leeway
there.
Which is, she should be, but they didn't play her off, you know?
They didn't play her off. And I think, once again, I think if you're engaged and saying something that the director has decided the audience wants to hear, but it gets hard when it's a list of names. And I on one hand understand that, and then on the other hand, it's Jennifer Coolidge. Like,
let
go ahead
and
let her talk.
Let her be. I'm such a fan.
Though I also did love when MJ Delaney won for directing of a comedy series for Ted Lasso. And I love that she was like, I have a lot of people to thank, but it's really boring when non-famous people do that. So I'm going to go ahead and go.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, good on you, at least.
Sweet.
But I thought her speech was actually lovely, and she did it. Yeah, she was great. So that was the Emmys. I don't know. I was gonna say I mostly had fun. I mostly didn't have fun, but there were some good moments in there.
It was interesting. There, yeah, it was a weird. I read some article about like, because they talk shit about streaming services, especially Netflix, and then they kept talking about like network TV, and like, I'm like, why are we still fighting? We know it's just all gonna be, even if it is network, it's still internet net-based ish essentially. I mean, whatever. It's,
yeah, that it's all going towards streaming. And I guess my other thing was, there were just weird like commercial moments. Like, there
oh
was that
God.
One thing where it was like four different ways of saying this line that then in the end was like a
Kia commercial.
I
mean, listen, that's
so
kind of brilliant
weird.
Because you paid attention
guess,
to it and you remembered it,
I guess. Yeah, and then like Jake Lacy from White Lotus, he was like, I love television, including this next series that I'm going to be on. And then there was like an advertisement for a new, it was just, there were some weird like ad moments where I'm like,
yeah,
I get it, we need revenue, but like, yeah, some of that was a little bizarre, but
crazy.
Anyway, there you go. Anything random for us this week, Vanya?
I just read an article about a man who got killed by a kangaroo in Australia. Fatal kangaroo attack.
I saw something about that. Yeah.
It's the first, supposed to be the first one in Australia in the for like 86 years. And it was some guy who was a 77-year-old man. And the reason that, like, you know, I was just talking to zookeepers. No, I was reading, and they were interviewing a person who was like, I think, a veterinarian. And they were saying, you know, like, they usually, you know, kangaroos just usually run away. They flee if they're scared. But if they have nowhere to go, if you've like confined them to a space in your backyard, and yes, it was the country, but still, my thing is, just don't keep a gosh darn pet that doesn't want to be kept, man. They're not dogs or cats.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
So crazy to me. I was like, what? Anyway.
Well, my random thing was almost Mike could do without, but I'm like, no, we'll just end with it, because it's. I've been a little back and forth on my feelings about it. And that is, when I was swimming in that bay,
oh, no.
On Cape Cod, and I was saying to, you know, both Annabelle and her mom, I was like, you know, there's like water mode. So when you go in the water, you can put your watch in water mode and then it won't get hurt. And it was really funny because Annabelle's mom was like, I go swimming all the time. I've never put it in water mode. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, just, you know, ha, ha, ha. And then my watch died from being in the water. Yeah, my watch died. I had it in water mode, ceased to exist. I haven't had my Apple Watch in over a week now.
Oh, no.
It's been a little, yeah.
It's true. I actually noticed that because Mike and I are connected. I'm like, Mike isn't working out this week.
And in the time that I was on Cape Cod, I was like, I guess I'm going to take it as a sign that I'm just not going to work out while I'm on vacation. And that's fine. I went for a lot of walks and like rode my bike.
That's nice.
I will say that yesterday I went for my like 5 mile run without my watch, and it was fine. Like, you know, I can't keep track of how fast I'm going, and I can't, you know, I actually had pretty good time because I was like, oh, that was pretty good timing, you know.
Funny.
And the other funny thing is that for my birthday, Annabelle got me like this chest strap, like heart monitor. Oh. And I was going to, I guess I thought I had to pair it with everything, like the watch and the phone. And I guess I could have just paired it with my phone and then I would have had some indication of what I was doing. But anyways, the new watches come out this Friday. So I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and wait and I can trade the other one in and get some, hopefully something towards.
Are you going to get it at the Apple store?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's someone was like, isn't it freeing? And I'm like,
no,
Mike
is like, I need to know. Yeah.
I like to know. I like to have my stats. I like to know how I'm doing. So that's my only random is I've been Apple Watch free for a week and it hasn't been terrible, but I definitely know that I'm someone who likes to have it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go. That's me. So there we go. Everything's normal next week.
Yep.
We'll be back and we'll be having a conversation and then we'll figure out. We'll figure out from there on out. I don't know. I don't like our weeks off. So maybe
we'll figure it out. I have an idea.
For us
I think
do.
I have
okay,
an idea.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Yes. And Vanya, I love you so much.
I love you too, Mike. I'll see you guys. I mean, I'll see you next week for sure.
Bye. Next week, for sure. Next week it's on. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'm just doing it. You never know what kind of gold might barf out of my mouth.
You never know.